From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. American and North Korean officials met again Monday at the Korea border to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. After calling off the talks on Thursday, Trump said Sunday on Twitter that the June 12th summit in Singapore may very well take place as scheduled. If indeed a summit does take place, it will be just the start of a long process, not the end of it, says North Korea expert Professor John DeLory of Yonsei University.
The thing is, people are meeting more than once with Kim Jong-un. He's met twice with Xi Jinping. He's met twice with Moon Jae-in. And that may be almost a kind of clue about how we all think about Singapore. You know, if Singapore happens as planned, it's probably not the last time that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are going to meet.
Sung Kim, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines and former ambassador to South Korea, is leading the U.S. delegation at the preparation talks. Those talks scheduled to occur through Tuesday. They're preparing for a summit that is, for now, not even scheduled to take place. The wife of the chairman of Korean Airlines arrived at a Seoul police station for questioning. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee.
Outrage in South Korea, where Korean Air workers are calling for the chairman to resign for his family's behavior. In response to public backlash, Chairman Cho Yang-ho made his daughters step down from their positions at the airline and publicly apologized for their behavior. The family is now also being investigated for any violation of tax laws, and their homes and offices were recently raided by police. The investigation into Lee Myung-hee's incident is ongoing.
This is VOA News. Ireland's decision to